Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 20th of April, sponsored by the UK Investor Show. Starting off with Cobra Resources, where we're looking at the stock after a couple of months of pullback forward slash consolidation. Current situation is that we've broken this line of resistance from February and are breaking the 50-day moving average around the 1.16 level, end of day, end of week close above the 50-day line, and that resistance line could open up the prospect of a retest of February resistance through 2.2 pence. At the moment, the best stop loss on the bull argument is around or just below 0.9 pence for those already in that situation. As I've said before, farmers of all shapes and sizes have been revitalized of late, whether they've got anything to do with the COVID situation or not, or even whether they say they've got anything to do with the COVID situation or not. The current situation at 4D Pharma is looking rather healthy in the sense that we've had a massive gap through the 50-day moving average at 48 pence, a gap through the 50-day line at one of our favorite and more successful setups for small caps, and so that's a plus point there. The other plus point is that we're back above the former February and early March support for the shares around the 50 pence level. And why we hold 50 pence, looking for a retest of early February resistance towards £1 at the moment. So still the possibility of plenty of upside on this situation. I suppose the next resistance or the next trigger for the shares would be to break back above that 65 pence former September floor on an end-of-day close basis, which it looks as though we may do today. One of the most pure-looking stocks or stock charts at the moment is Greatland Gold. Covered this a while back, but obviously we had that fall from February down to the March support around or just below 3 pence. It was interesting that even on that stock market crash-inspired dip, the shares still remained above the 200-day line, and the 200-day line kept on rising, which was obviously a sign that the shares are and were very strong. Situation now is that we're looking for the stock to remain above the old resistance from February around the 5.9 pence level. While we remain above that, looking for a best case scenario target over the next month or so up towards the top of a January trend line or trend channel rather at 12 pence. So still potentially quite a long way to go on the upside there. Another stock which has spent a lot of time trying to get in a positive way after an extended fallback from August is Cadence Minerals, but now we're very much on the front foot here, broken through the 200-day moving average at 7.5 pence very easily over the last 24 hours in the market, and looking towards a top of broadening triangle from late July as high as 16 pence for the shares, especially while they remain above that 9 pence intraday December peak. Currently RSI very overbought around 87, but this looks like a very strong situation, especially with that the way that the shares managed to deliver a bear trap gap reversal earlier this month. So that is a pretty strong charting sign on the daily chart. Looking at a stock which has been a favorite as a sort of Novacyt replacement, I think, for some, Omega Diagnostics, clearly in the antibody game, and that may be the one of the keys to successfully tackling COVID over the next few months. Current situation is that we're well above former resistance around the 28 pence level from early 2017. And while we hold above that, looking for a late 2015 projection line, resistance line projection as high as 50 pence as a best case scenario over the next few weeks. Obviously, might expect a bit of consolidation between 30 and 35 pence. Over the near term ahead of that potential push for the stocks. Ideally, we don't get back below 30 on any consolidation. Next situation is, I think, a new one for the in the near term at least, Primoris Investments. Here, pretty strong charting signals, a couple of charting signals with the gap through both the 50 and 200 day moving averages, which is pretty strong stuff. We've also got an island reversal here after another gap there at the beginning of April, so plenty of charting material on the bullish side there, charting ammo rather, for the shares. And the current view is that with all that in place, we could see a target here as high as 5 pence, especially while we hold above the 2.5 pence area over the near term. Ideally, there's an end of week close, or end of day close, in fact, today above 3 pence, just to cement the bullish scenario. Good stock over the near term has been Shearwater, managing to bounce back quite sharply after the March bear trap inspired by the stock market crash. Hopefully that is out of the way for the shares, and they can head higher. Just how high they may head is currently suggested by this line of resistance here at the top of a rising trend channel from March last year. And that target towards £4 is valid while we hold above that falling April, rather May, resistance line at £2.60. So above £2.60, looking for £4 or perhaps a little bit more over the next 4 to 6 weeks on Shearwater. Stock which has been really, really difficult to fathom both on a fundamental and a technical basis is Tern. Obviously, it has its fans and it has its cynics too, but we've got now a bear trap gap reversal for the shares below the 6.5 pence level, which is post the former broken post April 2019 support. The view at this stage is, at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 6.65 pence, looking for further upside, at least towards the 10 pence level, which obviously we're normally already there. But if weekly close above 10 pence is delivered, best case scenario target here, up as high as 19 pence. The reason for the relative optimism now is just the way that we've bear trapped and gapped all over the place. So that does suggest that weak hands may have been removed and there's been a capitulation, and then hence there can be a move to the upside. Don't normally jump the gun. In fact, I normally delay things by a day or two just to make sure that there's not too much egg on face for the charting call. But at least today I am jumping the gun with VR Education. Very strong candle there, green daily candle opening at the low and currently at the high of the day, and also recent April support above the 200-day moving average at 6.87 pence. While we're above the 200-day line, it looks as though we're going into a golden cross over the next few weeks and the potential to hit the top of a broadening triangle from the middle of 2018 as high as 18 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. So something to watch out there for those who like to, as I said, jump the gun potentially. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.